This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Edward Calloway, the former financial director of G.B. Cooley Hospital in Monroe, has now been sentenced to 2 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to federal wire fraud charges. Calloway wired funds from the hospital's general fund and payroll accounts into his personal bank account, resulting in $892,000 stolen from the hospital. The case was investigated by the U.S. Secret Service, the Louisiana Office, State Inspector General, and the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office. A tax increase on e-cigarettes and vape products sold in Louisiana beginning next month will go towards pay raises for state police. Bill author, Covington Representative Paul Hollis, admits going into the session he was doubtful that lawmakers would approve a tax increase, especially during an election year.
But the legislature, to their credit, they passed it. I think that's a tribute to state police and the work that they do, coupled with the fact that they are, you know, very underpaid.
Hollis says the current tax is a nickel per millimeter or milliliter, and that will increase to 15 cents beginning July 1.
It's anyone's guess as to what the amount of money that's going to be raised from this. The collection on vape sometimes is a little bit spotty.
In addition to increased taxes on vaping products, Hollis says there are other aspects involving the sale of products addressed in the bill.
What we also tried to do is create a registry to keep the product safe so that people aren't buying it from as many rogue and online dealers.
LSU is forced a second game against Wake Forest after beating the Demon Deacons 5-2 last night in the semifinal round of the College World Series. The Tigers gave up two runs in the second, but Coach Jay Johnson liked how his team responded after that.
Had a little bit of adversity early in the game there and really responded offensively. In the second inning, we took some really good at-bats. And then big inning, obviously, there in the third, you know, with a great one by Cade. Really proud of the pitching staff. Everybody contributed tonight.
So could we see Paul Skeens back on the mound tonight? Johnson says, well, they just have to wait and see.
I think it's a day-by-day deal. You know, we have a pretty thorough process that we go through with pitchers and their availability and testing and recovery and all of those types of things. So we still need to go through that tomorrow before we make any decision.
The first pitch tonight is at 6 p.m. The winner will advance to the championship round to play Florida in the best out of three series. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe.